Here's a little of Helen's story as she called into the program yesterday describing the impact that ICE has had on her son over the years.
He doesn't want to live like that, under a bridge or, you know, nothing, no possessions. He's starting to get a life.
Is that what happened to him? He was homeless?
Absolutely. Homeless for years. And I still went out there to find him, you know, down to Melbourne looking around the streets till I found him. And he looks skinny and now I see him a different person. You know, he's the same person, but he's improving. He's got some self-respect. He's got people who care about him, you know. The rest of the family have wiped him. His sisters haven't seen him for 10 years or more. They won't see him. Maybe they will one day. They expect some, you know, don't know what they expect. But
how did you cope with that?
Hard. Going down to Melbourne looking in, you know, areas around St Kilda. But I found him. I found him. There was one time I saw him and I didn't believe it was him. He was so skinny. He looked so old. And I found him, though. I'll never give up on him.